can handle the truth. Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it is June 15, 2007, a Friday now, and 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, while you're online, you can visit our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James has a lot of phenomenal information there. Works very, very hard to put it together at his own expense, both time and money. We appreciate him endlessly. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight, news analyst Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
Glad
again
to be
very
here,
much.
Always.
Yeah, we were just talking about sort of the grand scheme of things. And, you know, I've mentioned this before. It's my opinion that, you know, you need to have a sort of functional attention deficit disorder in order to keep track of all these things. And it's interesting, I mean, if you think about it, and I think you probably have something that qualifies as that, as I do, I think that when you look at a society like we live in today, a society that would give you your news in 20-second sound bites and just headlines instead of stories and just little things like that and so much going on all at once, it almost seems like it would be a blessing to have that in order to, again, survive in a world like we have now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To bring up what you had mentioned, too, if you throw in Ron Paul to the picture, and how everybody in the world, you know, in America is now horny for Ron Paul. If he really was one of the guys that are on the outside, like everybody is pretending that he is, you look at the elections from a couple of times back when Alan Keyes was trying to be involved in the debates and a couple other guys with him, they were completely locked out from even being able to participate in the debates. If Ron Paul was the pariah that all other Democrats and Republicans point their finger at him as being, he would have been locked out just the same. But the fact you get these informational things that show you that he's a Freemason behind the scenes, giving these little Freemason handshakes and stuff at different, you know, public moments, like on Bill Maher's program not too long ago. When you throw all these little factors involved in that, it paints a whole other different picture, that the people are too easily manipulated. Because they're throwing at this guy that's supposed to be the ideal against the government and everything, and they're playing this out. They're playing everybody, don't you think?
I don't know. I actually heard somebody had told me and sent me some information on the Ron Paul thing and the handshake on Bill Maher. I looked for it. I didn't see it. I didn't see the clip, I should say. So I don't know. The link that I had sent to me did not go right to it. So.
Check out my email, because I took a photo shot of it and blew up the picture where you could see him actually put his hand on the guy's thumb. Huh. The thumb on the knuckle thing, I got a blow up in one of my emails that I put out there, along with the little video clip that linked to it. So I made sure people could see it, even if they couldn't watch the video clip. Mm. They could see how close he got his hand. And it's exactly, I had a guy in college come up to me and shake my hand that way. I didn't know what the hell he was shaking my hand that way for. Yeah. Grabbed the middle of my, you know, hand with the fingers and put his thumb on my second knuckle from the top on my other hand. I thought, that's damn strange. Mm. Come years later to find out that was a Masonic handshake.
Yeah.
Letting another Mason know that they're, you know, your buddies. Mm-hmm. That spooked me out when I discovered that. I thought different of that dude ever since, of course.
I'll bet.
I've had two uncles who were both Masons. My dad's brother and my dad's sister's husband, they were both Masons. Mm-hmm. So I've had a little experience since then. It was really kind of strange thinking about all these concepts and ideas and connections. There's too many other things I've seen in articles in the last 2 years, you know, surrounding Ron Paul, because he's come out against a lot of things in government that we don't want. The national ID card, he's come out against all these things but it looks like this is an image that they're developing of him.
It's certainly possible, but again, I think it's immaterial in the grand scheme of things, because I think what we have to do is get away from leaders and putting people on pedestals, regardless of who they are. Hang on, Greg. Back in three, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening, Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the sort of pretty much everything sort of in place that they would seek, I guess, to have at this point. It's pretty much well-founded. There's very little that they need to do to implement really this entire thing that they want, this sort of three-phase one-world government, one-world currency, one-world religion.
All of it. I didn't want to forget that little scenario I was putting together, kind of painting a picture of something that made me think about how they might play this out, how they might show the world what America has done and what America is all about. from their perspective, from a legal perspective, against America. If they were convicting America the way, if you go, a friend of mine asked me the question the other day when I was talking to him on the phone, how come the Democrats would be backing this movie called The Reflecting Pool? And the other stuff about, like, you know, backing Loose Change, second edition, and throwing, you know, Charlie Sheen in there as the narrator against the Bush administration, actually produce this and produce it for all America to see before next year's elections. To kind of, you know, don't they think that somebody's going to figure out that the whole system's corrupt and they're involved in the system as much as Bush and them? It's like people's minds are crunched or something. But you put in the picture like this thing with this South American business, with the MS-13, with all this Chinese infiltration that has been talked about for years into parts of Mexico that the Mexicans couldn't even figure out why they're being invaded by Chinese. If you throw in this idea from the George C. Marshall Institute, there's an article that came up from them lately based on it, I can't remember which came first. I think the Marshall thing or the Pentagon thing. There's two of them together. One of them talked about the asymmetrical war, and this one particular thing about this Marshall Institute, they call themselves Science for Better Public Policy. They did this article that's called The Cruise Missile Challenge, Designing a Defense Against Asymmetrical Threats. It's quite a long PDF file, but I did throw up a picture on the email thing that I throw out, showing the picture of a Chinese cruise missile and how easily it would fit in a 40-foot-long shipping container, like a semi-tractor trailer, and easily be brought across the border of the United States when the borders open up freely for more trucking traffic. Now, how is this not, like you said before, like you pointed out, how, you know, how Bush is opening up all the borders and all this stuff seems to be, you know, contrived and arranged in advance to allow this thing to happen, engineered, basically, to destruct the United States of America from within, and Bush be implicated and involved in it, and trace it and track it all the way back around through to China, as though they helped in the behind the scenes. When you look at the Bible and it talks about this World War III that's coming about, and how many people get wiped off the face of the earth, dealing with, you know, basically there's 6.5 billion people, a third of them get knocked off. You know, we're talking about basically, you know, more than 2 billion people getting obliterated. If we're looking at this scenario, that this World War III thing happens not too long before now, if it's, and the other article looked at just lately, they're talking about the Al-Qaeda, the Iranian thing, the Fatah, the Hezbollah, they're already discussing having all their preparations in place by August. There's a thing, an article that talked about the Pentagon's doing exercises as a, you know, dealing with this Iranian situation. All of it centering around right at the fall, right before the fall of the year. If we have a World War III situation take place right then, well, like you've said before and many other people brought up, it would just annihilate the need for, you know, George Bush being the continuity of government now, any natural disaster or otherwise occurs, he automatically becomes U.S. dictator. But you could see how this scenario could play out, how the world system, the world scene, in Europe, they could easily point to all these key things that they've been putting out on the internet, putting as evidence. Yeah. It's proof evidence. They can go back and reference this stuff and show that this is what the Bush administration did. This is where they. This is one reason why Bush would need to go to a place like Paraguay, that they don't persecute war criminals. How it's a perfect picture of how all this stuff has been laid out in advance and prepared from behind the scenes on both sides for this scenario to play out, and the world point their finger at the United States being the cause, you know, and who knows what turns into afterward. But from a biblical perspective, I see this. I see the United States being handed back over to people that it belongs to, mm-hmm. not people that have turned it into this mess it is.
Yeah.
Because there's a thing in Book of Revelation that's been profoundly missed by a lot of people and overlooked by others. If you go back to British heraldry and look at all these major images they had of shields, pictures of shields and lions, mm-hmm. lions with eagle's wings, up to a certain period of time around the 1700s. Before America became a country, a lot of these prominent images of Britain was eagle mm-hmm. with, you know, eagle's wings on a lion, on a big
yes.
lion. And afterward, after America became a nation, you see all these eagles, wings are not on the lion anymore. But we have a national symbol as being an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about a lion with eagle's wings in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
that the wings were plucked off the lion. You look in the book of Revelation, you find that Israel is given, Israel, we're talking about spiritual Israel, not so much all just Jews in particular, but everything that calls itself God's people, is given two wings of an eagle as a refuge. So there's a lot of things to be said about America getting lost of its current government, you know, getting removed from this current government, and we actually recover and turn into something that is worth being noted as an enemy to the New World Order, as an enemy to the Antichrist in particular, because the Bible does speak about specifically, you know, of other opposition the Antichrist has to put up with during his time on this earth. If he did have control of every country in the world, there would be nobody to come against when you come up to the Battle of Armageddon. What would be the point of having a battle if you already run everything? So there's many points and aspects of this we could cover, but I think that was pretty much the highlight of it right there.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think it's pretty pretty fascinating stuff, my friend. Absolutely. So
I love that scenario, that better than most people's, the other scenario they give otherwise. But that, from a biblical perspective, it makes the things we see playing out make more sense. Because I always come up to a mental roadblock when people talk about, you know, America being Babylon. It doesn't even really satisfy all the real biblical evil conditions. We're in a Babylon state of being as America. We're going downhill, but Europe is a lot worse off than we are in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, that's true, I guess. I don't know. I just
it could lead into being a lot. You know, if you factor in Russia along with Europe and then throw in China behind it, they got more ugliness going on over there than we got.
Yeah, that's a lot of a lot of square mileage to throw into one category. Now, I guess my take on it is that God doesn't judge groups; He judges individually. So. I guess I've never really worried about it too much. I think that if the majority of people, and if you think about it, and I've seen some statistics on it, it's actually absolutely bizarre. I mean, like, I think they said like 90% of all the world's preachers are all in America. That's pretty frightening, you know, and it indicates that there's certainly an effort to get in there, weasel in there, and do something. It also indicates that on a spiritual level, there's probably a great deal more potential for corruption in America than there is in other places, either because they're either locked into their organized religions already and therefore, you know, done deal, or, you know, they're anathema to it and they kind of want to do their own thing. It just depends. The spiritual, temperature of the planet is, you know, it's changing, it's shifting. Big things are going on, you know.
Yeah,
we're seeing it.
Speaking of which, I could throw in a couple other things that are off kind of on a different cue,
okay,
sort of headed another direction. I noticed some things that are really kind of odd lately that make me ask questions about the current other type global conditions we're looking at, like with weather and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, the one thing I should pick at your brain and see if you can come up with a reasoning behind the same thought I had. When you look at this story that says they've recalled 5.7 million pounds of meat, we're looking at basically 2,850 tons of meat. You know, how many semi-trucks could you put in, you know, fill up with this stuff? There's something wrong with this story. There's something bad wrong with this story. Because I know how, you know, the meat industry, I've been around a little bit of that too in the past. I know how this thing works. On a daily basis, a meat inspector in a plant is checking this stuff all throughout the day. How the hell could this has to be artificially introduced? Because think of the stretch of meat we've been having, you know, for years, the stretch of time we've had to have meat come out successfully and all of a sudden have such a mass gross failure on this capital scale of this, you know, 2,850 tons of meat is a hell of a lot of meat.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden be infected with E. coli. Some of the research I've done behind the scenes points in a different direction. That because it's like 14 people in, I think it was less than 5 states, scattered all over the U.S., have gotten slightly ill from the E. coli, recovered completely, but they've recalled all this vast quantity of meat. I think there's something else going on. We go back and look at what McKinney was talking about, and you look at these other things involved and all these other factors that are pointing in a certain direction, with like the decapitating blow to Washington, D.C., that the Pentagon had talked about, the asymmetrical war that they discussed, that in times past, you could look over other countries with a satellite and determine that there was this missile being fueled and ready to fire. You have a certain amount of time. You know, within, in most cases, coming out of Russia, less than 42 minutes.
Hang on a second, buddy. Quick break, folks. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, news analyst Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back. We've been talking about a great many things. Please continue.
I babbled this all the way up to a break. I get to
hey, that's all right. I do that all the time.
42 minutes. We used to have about 42 minutes warning, according to what they timed, of what would be possible for after a missile was fueled and launched before it struck the U.S. According to the Pentagon report, that no longer exists because all the enemies are over here already on our American soil, ready to attack us right where we're at. But in the report, it discussed the fact that they're already removing agencies from within the area of Washington, D.C., which easily corroborates what John Moore was talking about. So it looks to be they're using that as a facade to do movements and put stuff underground. If they have this, it's an easy scenario to pick out of your brain. You got, you know, 2,850 tons of meat that you go contaminated specific ones in certain states, just a little sample of it, particular company. It's damn strange that that company, along with a few within a weeks of each other, Tyson Meats also had a problem of the same nature. Two different companies having, what the hell's the odds of that, right?
Yeah.
But, and then you got all these little tiny touches of people getting ill from this stuff. You recall vast quantities, even frozen stuff. It is nothing these days. Most people don't understand that they had a test system that they were working in Florida at one time, the Cobalt 60. They were going to irradiate food, and it sterilizes it. And people, you know, I think they throwed a lot of environmental nuts in there, because if it was really a real contentious problem with Cobalt 60 irradiating food, mm-hmm. to sterilize it and being actually hazardous afterward, if that was really, really a true problem, we wouldn't have microwaves today, because microwaves have more potential, you know, disaster, you know, conditions mm-hmm. produced right there in front of one of those things than it does Cobalt 60. Cobalt 60, if anybody hadn't really studied this much and go research it, you can take any vacuum-sealed foodstuffs, and the United States military has been doing this for a number of years behind the scenes without anybody knowing it. You take their foodstuffs product and you pass it through time-specific, just a short amount of time through Cobalt 60, it will completely sterilize the foodstuff to make it storable indefinitely.
Wow.
Because there's no bacteria that can live through that. Nothing. No bacteria, virus, anything. Cobalt 60 just completely sterilizes stuff. Which makes, you know, like, if you think in the aspect, you know, from an organic aspect, all the enzymes and other good things can also be altered within the meat to where it doesn't have the nutritional value that it did, but it's still safe food to eat because there's no bacteria in there and there's no residual radiation that exists there afterward, after moments after it's been exposed to it. So you could take this 2,850 tons of meat and easily vacuum seal the stuff, Cobalt 60 the stuff, and put it underground in bunkers ready for a vast number of people to get to eat for some time. So there's a lot of key things. There's a lot of queer, you know, it's free meat now. I mean, once the stuff gets quarantined like that, it immediately comes into, you know, the government's hands for disposal. Well, hell, it's free meat now. They didn't even have to pay for it. It's all there, so do whatever they want. And I think there's many other things like this behind the scenes that's going to be happening, some of these queer things that there's only leading up to one thing. If the sun is kicking off like it is, and we're already seeing, you know, Pakistan and India cooking at an average temperature of 107 degrees a day, nearly 300 people dead already, the peak temperatures of 115, and it's only June, which mostly the peak heat temperatures seem to come, you know, the Earth is closest to the sun between, you know, the end of July, end of June, 1st of July portion.
Yeah.
And it takes almost a month for the accumulation of that amount of heat to build up that's been soaked up by the ground to radiate back into the atmosphere. And August is usually the potentially hottest month of the year. Hell, if we're getting this kind of results in June, we're in deep shit by the time we get down the road to July and August. And even September, it could carry on even further. Mm. If we got like 20,000 a few years ago that died over in Europe from heat, but it took them a year or so to admit exactly how many people died.
Yeah, in France. It was a bad scene, without a doubt.
Yes, sir,
and we're seeing
man.
That already in a lot of different places. You're right on point with that.
We could have nearly a million people die from just heat loss this year. Mm-hmm. There's other talks that said if it's happening over in Pakistan and India because of heat, you know, because of electrical failures and stuff, no heating, cooling and stuff, you know, being able to cool from the heat. If you're having that problem now, dear God, man, it could easily happen here in the United States starting in, like, July and August.
Well, yeah, and I think that it's very likely. I mean, we're already seeing massive, massive drought conditions all over the United States, obviously other places as well. Some places are getting flooded out, and we've talked about that, Bangladesh and and China, actually. Yeah,
China, yeah.
Quite a bit. India and Pakistan having heat waves and massive deaths as a result of that. Australia got snow, so you know that's bizarre. And
yes,
every time we come across these stories, Greg, we come across these situations where we've got issues of you know, the words historic or unprecedented or record setting or you know, unusual, whatever it may be. There are phrases like that that we keep hearing on and off in all the news stories, usually in regards to weather in some sort. So. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and it's really an amazing thing. So I'll tell you what, hang on a second, Greg. We'll be back in three, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio with our special guest, Greg Colson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gentlemen, glad you're here. We're in the home stretch. Got about 25 minutes left and counting here in the big show. And, yes, fantastic stuff. We certainly appreciate the great generosity of our sponsors and advertisers. And this hour being brought to you courtesy of Soleil Wellness. They're the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the ones you've heard me just rave about, which is those natural salt crystal lamps. These things are fantastic. If you don't have one of these. It makes a fine addition to your house. It filters the air, does a lot of great things, and doesn't even make any noise. It's just beautiful. Anyway, they also have skin care products, oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check out the website for all the information. That is www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Ask your questions, place your orders. We certainly appreciate Soleil Wellness, and we appreciate our guest as well. Greg Colson joining us. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. So we were just talking about the weather, and it's interesting. You and I had discussed this before about the sun changes and sort of what's going on, and you mentioned the UVA, UVB, and UVC, different, I guess, categories. And I actually saw something on UVC rays, which I was very surprised on. I think it was on the Weather Channel. They were talking about how the ozone layer filters that out, and I thought, how interesting is that? And they're actually talking about some of this.
I've looked at that aspect of it, and there's something, I think they're trying to hide something there because something doesn't make any sense.
Really?
You know, on the UVC end of it, how could ozone actually filter that portion of it out when it's even closer to X-rays and it takes lead to stop X-ray?
Yeah.
You know, and it's
I wondered that
to
too.
That
yeah.
Yeah, because I looked at if you go look at the real science and some of the EDU, you know, the science education, you know, websites. When you look at the actual baseline information about, you know, UVC and how it's been used for sterilization for years, how more potent this stuff really is,
yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. It's within, I don't know why they're covering this up, because within the last, oh, I'd say 10 years, there's been two major articles I've seen on TV, on the evening news, that talked about people warning them about sunscreen, about how the fact that you should put on the sunscreen, and the doctors, the guy, the professor, the scientific dude was standing there showing the sunscreen stuff and describing the fact that this stuff can stop UVA and UVB, but it doesn't have any effect on the UVC, which has been, from that point in time when they said that, the UVC has been one of the major causes of skin cancer. So you get this new article that just came out, I just seen the last few days, talking about the sun safety vital at youth age, the fact that they need to put sunscreen on people because they're talking about the UVA as being more responsible for cancer,
yeah,
versus it's an almost diametrically opposed mm-hmm. story based on the actual science I saw 10 years ago.
Yeah, it
says
amazing.
Something, it's a contradiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's something doesn't square there. UVC, that higher frequency radiation, is what actually tears up the ozone in the atmosphere. The higher frequencies, you know, like the piezoelectric effect.
Yeah.
It the vibrations, the higher vibrations, is what breaks the ozone, you know, the oxygen apart to create ozone. It also, the ozone molecules, the O3s, are broken up as well by the UVC. UVA and UVB is more responsible for creating ozone in the atmosphere. So there's something completely contradictory in what they're saying. But I look on the UV index thing. If anybody can Google that and just type in UV index, you pop up to an EPA map that will show you what the UV index is, prediction for the next day, and also what it was for the day. Also, we're looking at America's just off the chart.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
going to be
a
bad summer. Like I said, there's already so much drought in this country. And then, of course, looking at the hurricane season that has only just begun, it'll be interesting to see sort of how this thing all plays out. I anticipate, based on all the predictions and whatnot, and certainly the fact that it gels with so many other things, like the Pentagon Abrupt Climate Change Report specifically mentions 2007 as being really hellacious storms, and Europe is already getting a beating. There's the cyclone that hit Iran. I mean, these are things that are very unusual and indicate that we're probably in for a doozy of a summer.
Exactly. Unnatural weather of all kinds.
Yeah.
Like even McCanny was talking about the fact that he's asking the people the question to think. In times past, was it common for during a day that you had an entire wind last for a day and a half, 2 days straight? The wind just keeps continuously blowing?
Yes.
And there, I got a buddy that lives down in New Mexico, down in Belen, New Mexico. He said it just blows there all the time. There's no let up of it. It's either blowing a very little or a lot all the time. And that's across the Southwest, and we're talking about, you know, UV index there is pretty high. There's this major hurricane satellite that's already limping. They said it could go bad. It could drop dead any time.
Yeah.
And you throw in this other report that talks about superstorms. Could there be a repeat of like 1958 where they had, I think it was, let me go look back. What was that year? Yeah, 1859. There's so many dates to remember. But they had some supportive, you know, evidence is back there in 1859 when they had a superstorm occur from the sun that actually caused telegraph wires to catch on fire on the poles. You know, that had so much, you know, energy.
Yeah.
Hitting it. When you get something like that, if we hit one of those now, and they're talking about between now and 2012, they're predicting mostly in 2012 because that's a fun date to play with because all the other stuff is attached to that. But there's evidence that may occur a lot sooner than that. And with this, you know, heavy ionization of the atmosphere, these strange fluctuations in temperatures with the jet stream and higher, colder temperatures in the higher parts of the atmosphere is dropping. It's coming, you know, heavy moments of air is falling down, and like you say, it's creating snow in some parts of Australia. It's cool. The cool weather we had like, I think the last time I was on the air was some like either January, February of this year. We had almost one day of each month, all through from the beginning of the year, there was one day that got up to near 80 that one day in the month. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes.
In a month that's supposed to be winter. I mean, we didn't have any winter up until, like, the second week of January. We went on a little vacation the first couple of weeks, the first week of January. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, good weather, for God's sake, 70 degrees. I think we're in for unprecedented times simply because we were past the solar minimum. Mm-hmm. It was 2006. It's gone. The sun is on its increase now all the way up to 2011.
Yeah.
We're in for trouble.
We are, and it's interesting too because they've talked about this before as far as it's exactly how bad this solar maximum is going to be.
Oh Lord, God!
And what they've said, what they said is that based on some of the reactions with some of the solar flares in 2002, I think it was, they said that knocked out satellites and GPS, entire GPS systems weren't working. Now, if that happened. Now, they're basing this on the solar minimum. They're basing this in 2002, and they're saying it's going to be, you know, 10 times worse in 2011. Of course it's going to knock out GPS. It's going to do a great many things. So, that makes it very interesting, and it also raises the question, in my mind, about, you know, there's all this talk about China being able to shoot down satellites. Mm. Well, you know, maybe they're just satellites that aren't needed anymore, and they're, you know, use this as a fear mongering. There's actually, I'm sure you saw the story about the military preparations being made against China, military options being explored on the part of the U.S., I should say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is really intriguing. Putin talked about a new financial world order. We're on the verge of economic collapse. They're depressing the dollar. They're, you know, the Canadian dollar's going up. We're seeing a lot of things happening. And
too many.
It is too many.
And it seems like I think they're covering the natural disaster problems with more, you know, supposed, like they say, it's like we were talking about, they're giving an image to the world to be, they're giving us an enemy to be problematic about.
Yes.
Like the dollar, like the China thing, that China's hiding their actual money that they're spending on defense and all these other things that they're just, it's just over the, it's keeping us busy from really being problematically interested in the other more concerning things that when the oceans rise about 100 feet. And it's like John Moore said, if it occurs within, at the snap point, at the actual break point, when it hits, it'll take in a couple of weeks and all of a sudden, you know, the oceans are on their way up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a crazy moment and there's like I said, the scenario, the whole play out of all this stuff, and the only reasoning I can pull out of this is to think that they have to get rid of, if they do, they've got to have a World War III before the natural disasters get here to get it as rid of as much population as they can before it happens so they have a better controllable population after, you know, this natural disasters hit here. That's the only scenario I can see that makes any sense.
It's certainly possible. I think that it is intriguing, the political side of things, too, because if you do see a lot of dramatic hurricane activity and whatnot, just like we saw in Greensburg, Kansas, when they had that massive, massive F5 tornado that just annihilated this entire town.
Exactly,
You had, the governor there saying that there were no National Guardsmen and no resources. All the equipment was in Iraq. So, you know, that makes the global warming scenario more politicized. You know what I mean? As if it's not already. Now you've got a reason to point fingers at the Republican Party and say, you guys got us into this war, and now we don't have the ability to deal with these things. Which, of course, ramps up the influence that the global warming parties and candidates, which predominantly are Democrat, and the anti-war, even though they're not necessarily anti-war, they're just anti-Iraq parties, which, you know, again, Democrat candidates.
Even they can't praise themselves too much because every opportunity they've had to kick the other side of the administration in the can, they didn't do it.
That's true.
They backed down every time. And so people are really becoming disillusioned with politics altogether.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I'm greatly in seeing how the enhancement of the it's like suicide. They're producing a suicide situation for the government to go completely kaput, for all this other system, like you say, the New World Order, to just already there.
Yeah.
They just need a trigger point just to throw it over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're producing the trigger points. They're pushing these trigger points pretty heavy, that the over-the-edge moment is just about here.
What are your thoughts on the health situation? I mean, there's a lot of talk with this tuberculosis patient. I'm sure you saw that. The guy smuggled himself back into the U.S., and then you've got certainly more and more talk about bird flu, not just around the world, but nearby as well, in various scenarios. More vaccines, more experimental medication, and various things like that. What are your thoughts on that situation?
There's more the thing with we talked about before, that the overall condition of the food we eat, the fact that we don't have nutritional value of anything we eat, everything. We can see how it's compromising the human beings. It's compromising the animals, too, because what they're getting off, what they can eat. There's other stuff involved. The chemtrail spray and stuff is contaminating everything. We're really pretty much, we're vulnerable in a condition to a degree that we've never been that way. We've never been more vulnerable now in every front that can possibly imagine. If there was anything more they could do to make it worse... I can't, other than World War III, I really can't imagine what it could possibly be. I really can't. I mean, the people have no money, man. I mean, they're not even one paycheck away from being broke. They are the bank saying you can't borrow anymore to keep going.
It's really amazing. Yeah, I was talking
where people are at.
I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day, and they said, the foreclosures are so bad in the area that he lives in. He said that all of the people who have lost all their homes are now competing with, us poor folks for all the apartments, and they're able to raise the rates on all the apartment rentals because they have more people who want the apartments, in essence, making it sort of an elitist apartment communities.
Exactly.
It's really bizarre.
And Morgan Stanley says sell, sell, sell when they get talking like that, shoot.
Do you think we're going to have a terrorist attack in the United States this anytime soon?
I don't see how it could get out of it unless, but the thing with the Pentagon deal, with that report, if they're talking a decapitating blow to Washington, D.C. in particular and specifically, it does sound pretty interesting. It does sound quite interesting that that could be very much the scenario that they want to hit Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I think what I find to be most interesting, Greg, is you look at the whole situation. I think all of us know that with the state of things in this country and the state of things of our influence in other countries, the military and the war and all that stuff, people are extremely dissatisfied at this time. Well, let's jump back to 2003, and you remember Tommy Franks' comments in Cigar Aficionado magazine, talked about a mass casualty-producing terrorist event on our soil, on our allies' soil, or on any Western soil would cause, basically, us to throw out the Constitution because the people would demand it, and they would want security, and we would switch to a military-style dictatorship. Well, I thought, I've always contemplated that in terms of, the politicians sort of running the show. But what if the whole thing is a construct by way of the politicians tank us so badly that we see a military coup and people jump behind that and they say, yeah, General so-and-so, you're our hero, go and save America. And we basically see us turn from our style of government here, the supposed republic, into a dictatorship, a military dictatorship.
Exactly.
The people would support this.
Yeah. Exactly. If you go a little step further in that, and you throw in that scenario that I just gave about the China incident, the China connection,
Absolutely.
You throw in Mexico and Canada also involved in that, mm-hmm. where the China's implicated in involvement along with, you can name Bill Clinton all the way back to that. You could go back to the guy that, like I had mentioned sometime before, that people have missed the thought of it.
Yeah.
When Clinton was in office, he allowed, there was a guy involved in Los Alamos, you know, Sandia Labs, that allowed, mm-hmm. he was allowed to steal major information about how to build an ICBM.
Sure.
He was allowed to steal it. And like I said before, that's a perfect scenario to be able to defeat your enemies, is to give them exactly what kind of equipment to use against us. We know how to defeat what mm-hmm. we've created. I could go back and step another step in that same involvement. Most people have missed this and forgot it almost 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago. The United States Army, you know these little things they use for bomb disposal? They got those little rovers on tracks and stuff that can go into a building and pick up the bomb. Mm-hmm. They actually, the United States military created a device that was remotely controlled as a tank killer that had a hype. It's a... They used a copper disc. I believe it was like some 30-millimeter size disc, maybe bigger. A pretty good size copper disc is only, if you have to give it in inches, is about 4 or 5 inches in diameter and about an inch and a half, 2 inches thick, mm-hmm. with a high explosive packed behind it. This thing was called the Fire Ant. It was used to go remotely that they could sneak up on a tank mm-hmm. and fire this explosive disc. This explosive blast and propel this copper disc. It's, the high explosives throw things at stuff
away from itself. We got the music playing in the background here. Let me ask you to hang on. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up the big show. Please stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. It's been an action-packed and very, very intense news 3 hours here with the first hour. We covered a great deal of material about privacy and about how the American people are being treated as potential criminals. Now, that ties in with, again, the study that the British did, which consisted, it would be comparable to the Pentagon Abrupt Climate Change Report, in which they outlined several decades in the future, 30 years, and they talk about how warfare will be, how the climate will be, how the populations will be. And in essence, what it said is that we'll be, all the populations will for the most part be virtual slaves. As a result of that, slaves need to be controlled. Slaves need to be disciplined. Slaves need to be kept in line. And as a result of that, we've been, all the conditions are being put down by which we will be monitored, tracked, surveilled, disciplined, taxed, enslaved, imprisoned, you name it, and all these things are happening as we speak. And Greg Colson, our guest tonight, amazing 2 hours with you, Greg. I appreciate it so much. And I want you to finish your story here about these this fire ant explosive, and then take that and use that in terms of what we've just discussed about a military coup, and again, the people being treated as, subjects to the realm, if you will.
Yeah. This high explosive packed behind this copper disc, fired off at a tank, travels at 30,000 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
It would go like through a tank, like a 223 bullet from an M16 through a piece of cheese. Okay,
wow.
You can see where the invention of the roadside. You've seen those pictures of those roadside bombs they've used to do the same exact thing. We invented that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We invented the stuff that the Chinese are going to use against us. If anybody uses of any high technology is going to throw at us, it's going to be stuff we made. Most other countries of the world haven't had the technological advancements because we've had the majority of all the Nazi scientists that came from World War II that invented some of the rockets, the missiles, and all this junk to come, heavy in warfare. We created all this stuff, and most other countries have had to steal it off of us or buy it. But how this relates right directly into this coup exactly fits the scenario of what we already pulled out here and put to China could be the one to blame behind it. Could easily be the target. If who knows who could actually be the one that hits China after this thing? If we have subs in the oceans like this one that the Brits have just produced, this massive super sub they've developed. You've seen that yet?
I'm not sure.
They've launched. Check back to the email. They've got a super sub. They call what the hell do they call it? I forgot what they call it. It's a big thing. I can't remember.
That's all right.
It's big. I mean,
right.
This thing is like, it's 600 million, it's like more than 600 million pounds, I think they've, and went over budget, it's basically cost way over budget. They plan to build four of them. This thing can actually hear another ship from across the Atlantic.
Oh, yeah. I did catch that. Mm-hmm.
So if they, you ask yourself, what's the point of building that? Put VIPs in there and, hold them under the ocean stuff. But this coup, this could very easily produce this effect we're looking at.
That's amazing.
This China effect, this producing all these people coming in here,
these
attacks.
Yeah, the ultimate thing then is people really need to pray for discernment and peruse the news and then have faith, really, and everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Greg. God bless you, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow.